I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 3rd. 45% of Quincy's over 60,000 registered voters are expected to cast ballots for today's presidential primary election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says 1,671 voters cast ballots during early voting last week, and 771 absentee ballots were cast by Monday's deadline. There are 15 candidates on the Democratic ballot, but 10 have dropped out. There are 4 on the Republican ballot. 1 has dropped out. There are also 10 candidates on the Libertarian ballot and 4 on the Green Rainbow ballot. The polls will close tonight at 8 o'clock. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city is proceeding with eminent domain takings of some of the land needed for a new Quincy police station. Koch says some property owners on Broad and Field streets have not responded to the city, resulting in the eminent domain process. The city is working with the owners of the Stop and Shop gas station and several other property owners to purchase the parcels needed for the new police station. Father Bill's homeless shelter will be moved to a building across the street, and the Quincy Animal Shelter will be relocated to a new facility being built on Quarry Street. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says it has reached its capital fundraising campaign goal that was started in 2018. Interfaith says they've raised over $165,000 to help improve their food pantry and New Directions Counseling Center. The funds will be used to purchase a walk-in freezer, food pantry truck, and create private spaces for counseling center clients and improve accessibility to the entire facility. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones will speak about the coronavirus when she addresses the Quincy School Committee Wednesday night. Jones is expected to offer guidance for Quincy schools to use amid concerns about the virus and offer the latest updates from state and federal health officials. The meeting is scheduled for 6:30 Wednesday evening in the Coddington Building on Coddington Street. Today's car safety seat installation clinic at the Quincy Police Station has been canceled due to the election. Police say all of their officers are working the polls and will be unavailable for the car seat inspections and installations that are held at the police station every Tuesday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 3rd.